John Cohen is the author of Shots in the Dark, The Wayward Search for the AIDS Vaccine. John, do you see this news today as a breakthrough?
Breakthrough is a big word. I think it's certainly a step forward, and now the data will be scrutinized closely. It's sort of like if you're shooting for the moon, you have to celebrate the fact when you first break into space. And this is breaking into space. It's not a moonwalk.
So maybe not the end of the line for a search for an AIDS vaccine, but maybe the beginning of the end of the line.
I think the finding shocked so many critics of the study that makes it more interesting.
What was shocking to them about the study?
I think they would have bet their houses it wouldn't do any. These two vaccines together wouldn't do a thing.
So what is the next question that scientists need to ask and will be asking about the study?
Researchers really don't know which immune responses can protect people from HIV. So this gives them an opportunity for the first time to look at people who are protected and try to tease out what did they do right.
So considering that this area of research had been relatively fruitless for 25 years, if there is something in this vaccine that is protecting people from HIV infection, what then needs to happen?
I think there's a confusion about how vaccines move forward. I wouldn't say the research has been fruitless for 25 years. I think that failure tells you which way to go. And all the failures that have mounted up have led people to different directions. And now with a success, modest as it is, what it allows you to do is to start saying, okay, if these immune responses are linked to protection, then we can now evaluate in animal studies and in smaller human trials whether you're getting those immune responses.
This vaccine was tested in Thailand. Could the same vaccine be tested in sub-Saharan Africa or in the U.S. with similar results, do you think?
The vaccine actually was designed to be tested in Thailand, which means they took strains of the virus circulating in Thailand and put those into the vaccine. So it wouldn't really be applicable outside of Thailand. Could you cassette in strains from other places? Yes, you could. But I don't think there's a lot of enthusiasm about taking an AIDS vaccine that has 30% protection and using it.
There's been a concern within the research community that a vaccine, as you said, I mean, people were betting their house that this wouldn't work, just is not possible. Do you think that this news, though, could bring some degree of hope and encouragement to those working in HIV/AIDS research and could lead to more concrete results, such as even funding and more people pursuing research again?
I've heard what you've said a number of times, and I think it's a little twisted. There's this sort of common wisdom going around that all these researchers thought it was not possible, and now people think it's possible. I don't think that's the case. I think a lot of people didn't believe in these two vaccines combined together, and they firmly believed it's possible. So what does this do? This makes it clear to people that we all have to be really humble about what we know and don't know. And at the end of the day, as much as science likes to think it understands every last mechanism, empiricism can carry the day. In other words, just trial and error sometimes is how you move forward in science. And it's not really about carefully figuring something out ahead of time about why something should work.
I mean, having written about this for a long time, John, did you think that the two vaccines together would work? And are you somewhat optimistic now yourself about the way forward?
Well, in my book, I spend a long time going through the empirical versus the mechanistic argument, and I lean toward empiricism. I think that it ultimately does come down to what happens in humans, not what happens in monkeys or what happens in test tube studies. So I was open-minded about whether this would work or not work. The real question in my mind was, could the U.S. government afford to conduct this study, which cost $105 million, and what would that take away from other studies? So it was really a financial question. I didn't think the vaccines would harm people, and I thought they had a chance of working. So I'm not knocked off of my rocker about this. I thought that it was possible.
I think some people might say, maybe even you, that some of the results from this study are kind of borderline. They're not as decisive as a lot of people would like them to be. Can cost be justified? Can further research be justified at this point, given the results?
It depends on what you want out of a study like this. If you want a product that can move into people and save the world from HIV, no, you wouldn't say the cost is justified. But if you want to learn from it to make better products that can make a big impact on the epidemic, I think, of course, it's justified. Yes, these results in terms of statistical significance are right on the cutting edge of significance. But even if they weren't statistically significant, they're still intriguing.
John Cohen, a correspondent with Science Magazine and author of Shots in the Dark, The Wayward Search for the AIDS Vaccine, joining us from his home in San Diego. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.